Hey, I'm Priya.
And I'm Sonal.
And this is the Radio DePaul podcast.
Both Priya and I came to DePaul from out of state, so we know what it's like to be new to the city.
With the past year of school being mostly online, we know that there are a lot of people experiencing Chicago and DePaul in person for the first time.
Being in a new city can be super exciting, but it can also be very intimidating. We asked our listeners for their favorite places to go in the city.
And then we visited as many of them as we could fit into a day.
The rest of the recommendations can be found in the description of this episode.
Although Sonal and I are both seniors now, we're both discovering new places all of the time.
Whether you've lived here your whole life or just moved, we hope that this can serve as a guide to just a taste of what the city has to offer.
Priya and I have started our adventure day by, of course, getting some food. So Priya's got a mouthful of spring roll in her mouth. All right, I'll give you a second. Okay.
Probably one of the best spring rolls I've ever had.
Okay, so Priya and I are getting food at, and I am so sorry for mispronouncing this, but Na Hong Vietnam, in Little Vietnam, off of Argyle in Uptown. So I think we're off to a pretty solid start to the day. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Actually, this is my favorite cafe, and I was wondering, what's your favorite drink?
I would say the pistachio mint and the ube latte are really popular.
I think I'll do an iced ube latte. Yay. Okay, Priya, what did you get?
Oh, I got a blackberry limeade. I'm very excited about it.
I got an iced ube latte, which is what I was looking at, yeah. But I asked for a recommendation, and that's what they said. So I'm super excited.
I'm very excited.
Okay, so I've been to First Sip Cafe quite a few times, but this is Priya's first time. Priya, what do you think?
It is so cute. Like, this is definitely the most aesthetically pleasing cafe I've ever been to.
What's like, your favorite part about the, like, interior?
I mean, I'm a big plant person, so obviously I love all the plants that are literally everywhere, but my favorite part is definitely the teacups hanging from the ceiling. They're on, like, fishing line. And they're all kind of like spinning a little bit. And then it looks like they're like propagating plants. They've got like, I don't know, at least like 20, 25 of them. They're so cute. It's just like the, I don't know, it couldn't be cuter in here.
Yeah, I love this place. Their drinks are amazing. Actually, the first time I came here was because of some radio people.
Oh, wow.
You know Ty Yamamoto?
Of course.
He had a little gallery viewing type of thing in here because they'll put art up on the walls from different artists sometimes. So that was the first time I came. So shout out Ty, shout out radio.
Shout out Ty. I remember hearing about that, yeah. And I remember thinking the cafe looked really cute.
Yeah, well, we made it. We did it.
We did it.
All right, Priya and I are in a very, very beautiful nature spot. Priya, where are we?
Yeah, we're actually in Wonders Cemetery.
So this is right across from Graceland Cemetery, where someone recommended we go. But we kind of wound up here, and surprisingly, it's very, very beautiful. All right, so Priya and I are walking around the cemetery.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, walking around a cemetery isn't typically something that people do, you know, like on the day-to-day.
Yeah, I didn't think that walking around a cemetery would be quite as peaceful and beautiful.
It is very peaceful, yeah. There's, it like really kind of like takes you inward and yeah.
When I was looking at this place online, you know, it said it was a hidden gem in Chicago, which I feel like it's a really like common saying a lot of places claim to be, but I totally get this. Like, this would not be my first sort of like place to go.
But it is really, like, surprisingly very peaceful.
Yeah, it's nice because there's not really anyone around either, and that's kind of like something that's hard to escape in such a big city like Chicago.
Yeah, it's like also it's interesting seeing how people are remembered. You know, like a lot of spots have like really bright and colorful decorations and flowers, and even little pinwheels that we're passing now, and it brings something like really hopeful to something that is usually seen as pretty dark and sad.
I'm noticing all these little like bright patches of very like bold, beautiful flowers, and like Priya mentioned, there's like pinwheels around. I'm looking over to my right now. What is that? It looks like
even, like a balloon there, maybe like for a birthday or something.
You wanna check it out?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, have a magical birthday. Wow.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Wait, what's today's date?
Today is the 25th.
Yeah, so we're standing in front of this grave, and it looks like August 25th was the day they passed, and that's actually today. And this grave is like decorated with all these like really bright and like beautiful flowers and colors. There's a balloon, and yeah, it's just interesting seeing how it's, you know, people are like celebrating this person, even though today is probably a really hard day for them. They're bringing like so much joy and color to this spot. Yeah, it's really nice to see. To be honest, like when we like first walked in here, I thought it was gonna be like really hard, but it's like a lot more peaceful than I like and you know thought it would be. It just, yeah, you know, it gives you a lot of perspective, and yeah, like we mentioned, just like really interesting to see something that's almost like taboo, like how death is kind of celebrated in this way.
All right, so Priya and I are at our next recommended stop, and this is actually Priya's first time here. Priya, where are we?
We are at Garfield Park Conservatory, right?
Right. So
cool and pretty, very hot, very humid, be forewarned.
Yeah, it's very, very hot and humid, and we are wearing masks, but totally worth it. The last time I came here was about 3 years ago when I first moved to the city, and it was hands down my favorite spot. So I'm really happy to come back. Just a heads up, if you come back during COVID times, remember to make a reservation online, but it is free.
Yeah, the plants have such like intricate designs. They're like these little pieces of art. Oh, look at that. There's like a fruit or something. So hot.
It is so hot. I'm like dripping. It's worth it though. Do you want to go to the koi pond?
Yeah, let's do it. I want to like wrap myself in one of these leaves. It's so big.
You wrap yourself into a spring roll.
Yeah, it's like take a nap in it.
This is like my favorite little spot.
I bet this is really nice. Oh wow, in the winter to just like step out into the cold after being in here.
Oh yeah.
Hey guys.
Oh my god, Priya, that koi fish is looking right at you.
I think that he has a crush on me.
I think so too.
Hey guy.
Alright, we're about to go into my favorite room in this place. It's called the Desert House. Priya, you ready?
I am very ready.
Let's go walk into the desert. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Whoa. Okay, right off the bat, not as humid.
Much better. So cool, great flesh plant. Roadkill cactus.
What?
Ripping rocks. Crest oleander cactus. Ox tongue. Desert geranium. Oh, these are very cool. Yeah, you guys gotta come see these.
I feel like in this room, I'm not in Chicago right now.
Yeah, no.
I've been here before, but Priya, I'm curious, since this is your first time, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate this, considering, like, maybe as a recommendation for someone who's never been to Chicago before, how would you rate the Garfield Park Conservatory?
It's a to be honest, there's a lot of good stuff in there. Extremely humid, though, makes it kind of difficult. I'm going to give it, like, a 7.4.
Okay.
Because it's really nice with the humidity. Like, I wouldn't stay longer.
Okay, I agree with you. I'd say in the summertime, definitely a 7.5 or so. Just because it is so hot, we really couldn't spend that much time in there. But I will say, when I came here, it was in the winter, and it was really nice to get in some humidity for a change. So I'd say in the winter, my rating might go up a little bit. Overall, though, I'm really happy we came here. Okay, Priya and I are on our way to our last stop. Priya, where are we going?
We're going to Margie's Candies.
And you've been here before, right?
I've never been here.
Oh, I've never been here. All right, so first time for both of us. Let's check it out.
Hi.
For two?
Do you want to sit down? Yeah, let's sit down. That's so cute. Okay, first of all, apparently this place has been open since 1921, so 2021 is its 100-year anniversary. And Priya, have you ever been in a candy shop that has, like, sit-down booths?
I don't think I have, actually.
This is kind of like a restaurant. I'm into it.
Yeah, I feel like this is somewhere you'd come with your grandparents, like, on a Sunday afternoon.
In a good, wholesome way.
Yeah. They have ice cream stained glass, which is really cute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a good spot. It's very, like, homey and antique.
I like it. It kind of makes me feel like I stepped back in time for a minute there.
So apparently the Beatles came here a while back, and there's a picture of them above the booth that they sat in. And they have all these display cases with, like, records, old photos. And they have a pair of drumsticks, and they've got all these old pins and little figurines. It's really cute.
Thank you.
Okay, Priya and I are at Margie's Candies. Priya, what'd you get?
I got a scoop of cookies and cream ice cream with hot fudge, but this could have easily been like 2 or 3 scoops. And I would have believed it.
Yeah, just for reference, that scoop of ice cream was like the size of what? Like a softball, a small melon, or like a child's head. I got a slice of apple pie a la mode with vanilla ice cream, and it came with whipped cream, cherry on top, and of course I had to have that with a coffee. Mmm, so good. Priya, have you ever seen the show Twin Peaks?
Thank you so much.
Well, there's this character in Twin Peaks. His name is Dale Cooper. But anyways, his character is obsessed with pie and coffee. I kind of feel like this old detective from, like, the 80s, just in a diner.
My favorite part of the day was definitely eating at Margie's Candies. I had never been there before, so it was fun to experience something new. The coffee and pie a la mode were the perfect combination, and the atmosphere brought me back in time. It isn't every day you're sitting in the same restaurant as the Beatles once did.
I think my favorite part has to have been the spring rolls from Little Vietnam. They were a great way to start off the day, and I'd been craving a good spring roll for a while. They really just can't be beat.
We received a ton of city recommendations we couldn't visit in one day. One of my favorite places is the Art Institute, which DePaul students have free access to. There are plenty of great spots that students can visit for free or for a reduced price. What's your favorite spot to go to, Priya?
I love going to the CSO, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. DePaul students can get student tickets, and every time I go, I leave completely blown away. I highly recommend checking it out.
And this concludes our episode. Thank you to everyone who shared their city recommendations. You can find a complete list of Chicago must-sees in the article linked in the description. Like this episode wherever you're listening, and sign up for our newsletter at www.radiodepaul.com to stay up to date with the podcast.